Very near the death pit was the grave of a woman named Pu'abi, and her name was inscribed on a cylinder seal with the title Nin, which means queen. So here we have our first identified queen from Mesopotamia. She was about 40, and she was buried in a chamber tomb of about the same size as the male, about 12 by 6 feet. Her burial costume was very elaborate. She had a gold headdress made of strips of sheet gold that were woven together to create a cap of glittering leaves and flowers. A comb at the back of her head rose above and had large gold flowers that would sway as she walked. On the head itself was a wreath of flowers made of gold, lapis, and carnelian, and also a row of willow leaves encircled the head. These were made of gold as well. Finally, immediately across the forehead was a row of gold rings. Several long ribbons of gold were looped along the side of her head, probably weaving in and out of Pu'abi's hair or even a wig. We know that Mesopotamian women wore wigs to make their hair even larger and more dominant. The queen wore a beaded cape that was composed of gold, silver, lapis, carnelian, and agate beads. And these long strings of colorful beads would hang from her shoulders to her waist. This was quite heavy, but would also create a very shimmering effect as she walked, with strings encircling her body. Beneath the cape was a belt of horizontal beads, mostly lapis, with alternating rows of gold, lapis, and carnelian, and a row of gold hoops dangled along the lower edge of the belt. As if this weren't enough, she has other jewelry as well. No fewer than 3 necklaces made of gold, some stone beads that would create a necklace over her beaded cape, gold pins, large basket-like earrings made of sheet gold, 10 finger rings, and sometimes multiple rings would be stacked on a single finger, and other miscellaneous adornments. 3 other bodies were found in Pu'abi's chamber tomb. A male lay near the queen and a female at her feet. These figures did not have a significant number of grave goods buried with them, so it doesn't seem as if they were family members, but rather attendants. The queen had a number of other objects buried with her, numerous gold and silver cups, bowls, stone bowls made of agate, furniture inlays that would have decorated perhaps a chair or a stool, and those that survive are silver lion heads with inlaid eyes that are very wide. Also, a number of boxes survive, cosmetic boxes that had decoration on them. Woolley identified a death pit with Pu'abi's burial, but subsequent reexamination questions the connection between the bodies found outside the chamber tomb and Pu'abi's grave. They were created at about the same time, but the death pit lies about 6 inches higher than the floor of the chamber tomb, so it may have been made in a few years later, so it may even be linked with another burial. On this ramp, leading to the burial chamber of Pu'abi, were the bodies of several attendants, both male and female, as we saw associated with the male grave. 10 women were set in rows opposite each other, and they too carried musical instruments, the harps and lyres, that we would now expect them to have associated with their bodies. The women wore costumes similar to Pu'abi, but they were much less elaborate. The headdresses were mostly the ribbons of gold. A few had combs with flowers like Pu'abi wore. There were lots of bead necklaces, several gold necklaces with poplar leaf pendants, gold earrings, and finger rings. But it's hard not to imagine that this is a lesser version of Puabi's normal dress. So it's a step down. There's a very clear distinction between what the Nin wore and what these attendants wore.